Jefferson Exchange, the news and information service of Jefferson Public Radio. We're live 8 to 10 on weekday mornings. We rebroadcast 8 to 10 on weekday evenings. We're heard on radio stations serving Oregon and California, and we are found online streaming at jeffexchange.org, ijpr.org, and the JPR app. It is Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. In this hour, Pianos for Peace and Rogue Sounds. It's a musical hour ahead, and we start the hour in our music studio downstairs from the usual Exchange space. You'll hear from Malik Jandali about spreading peace by placing pianos in the world. Later on, you'll hear from Josh Gross about bands coming to town in our monthly segment, Rogue Sounds. Moon tricks, night blooms, and more on the way. First, let's get a weather forecast. Here's our student assistant, Randy Babbitt. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you, Jeffrey. For the Southern Oregon Cascades and Siskiyous, today it's mostly sunny with a high near 48. And tonight, a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. In Yreka today, there's mostly sun with a high near 63. And tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 37. For Weed and Mount Shasta today, sunny with a high near 58, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 35. For Redding and Red Bluff today, expect sun with a high near 75, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 47. In the Klamath Basin today, mostly sunny with a high near 57, and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 33. On the Southern Oregon coast, today there will be showers with possible thunderstorms and hail, high near 61, and tonight showers and thunderstorms possible, low around 49. On the Northern California coast, today there's mostly sun with a high near 58, and tonight a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. For Roseburg in the Umpqua Basin, today expect showers with thunderstorms possible, high near 63, and tonight showers and thunderstorms possible, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. In Grants Pass, Medford, and Ashland, today there's a chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 63, and tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. For Eugene and Springfield today, showers with thunderstorms possible and a high near 60. Tonight, showers with a low around 47.
Thank you, Randy. So, a real mixed bag around the region. I was looking at radar an hour ago and noticed that there were showers here and there, but bright sunshine elsewhere. Still quite a bit cooler than we're used to for this time of year. It looks like the other side of the country is getting our temperatures. If it's 96 degrees in Washington, D.C. on October 2nd, that tells you things are a little unevenly distributed in terms of temperatures around our part of the world. But there we go. Our temperatures will act a bit more like you expect for the first week of October by this weekend. We should get a lot closer to what are considered normal. And at this point, every time I say normal, I use my quote fingers to talk about that. So enjoy the days as we head into what appears to be a fairly warm weekend. And thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. Even people who harbor disagreements, grudges, and more can find common ground in music. Even if you don't know the words, you can share a tune. That's the very basic premise behind the organization Pianos for Peace. It is present in just a few places in the world so far, and the Rogue Valley, as of this week, is one of them. Malik Jandali is a pianist and the founder and CEO of Pianos for Peace, and he joins us in the studio once again. He is Syrian-American, but born in Germany. He studied music in Damascus, Moscow, North Carolina, and elsewhere, and has performed all over the world. We met Malik Jandali not quite a year ago when the Rogue Valley Symphony performed a world premiere's viola concerto, so it's a return to the Jefferson Exchange, and thank you for that, Malik Jandali.
My pleasure.
So you're back, you're bringing Pianos for Peace here. Talk about the start of Pianos for Peace.
Pianos for Peace is almost 5 years old. I felt the need as an American artist to give back to the community. And I started with 29 pianos. This year we had 88 pianos in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the mission of Pianos for Peace is to make the arts accessible to all. And at the same time, we transform both lives and communities by doing that. And our slogan is building peace through music in education. So even though we have these colorful pianos on display for anyone and everyone to enjoy, the real impact of this organization is when we donate these colorful pianos after the festival each year to schools in need, nursing homes in underserved communities, cancer centers, hospitals, community centers, and that's the real impact. So especially in schools that have been hijacked, the art has been hijacked from them. So we're bringing the arts back to these students, and that gives me a lot of gratitude makes it very meaningful and timely.
So it's donated pianos that are then decorated, fixed up, and then played in public places?
Correct. You know, half of our pianos are purchased, the other half are donated. And then we engage artists and students to design and paint the pianos. We display them all over the city. And then after a couple of weeks, we donate these pianos to schools and nursing homes.
So obviously peace is a big part of this, pianos for peace. You are of a person of Syrian heritage. I mean, and I have to believe that that's one of the things that motivates you, particularly an open wound for Syria and the longstanding efforts to secure peace there, and it seems far from it every day.
Let me quote Rumi. Rumi said, "The wound is the place where hope enters you." Something like that. And Rumi also said, "Let the beauty of what you love be what you do." And that's the essence, that's the motivation behind what we're doing. Peace is an integral part of my cultural identity of Mesopotamia, of Syria. When we greet each other in Syria, we say salam, rather than hi or hello or what's up. So salam is a daily, constant greeting term that you hear all over the place. You know,
it's essentially peace be upon you?
Yeah, peace be upon you, or just peace. Salam is just peace. Salam, shalom, peace. And, you know, with all what's going on in the world, you know, the conflict, especially the Syrian tragedy, which is the genocide of modern history, you know, over 1 million people have been killed in Syria for the last 8 years. And after my world tour, you know, the Voice of the Free Syrian Children, you know, that reached Carnegie Hall to the Opera House in Australia, to the Kennedy, you know, all over the world, Vienna, and I felt the need that, you know, I can't change the world. Let me go back to my own community, bring unity to my own community as an American artist, and that was the core foundation of Pianos for Peace. You know, it took me a year to contemplate and ask questions and come up with my logo, with my mission. You know, Pianos for Peace.
It's great. It's a clef. It's a treble clef with a peace sign in the middle of the big round part of the treble clef.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's just combining what I do as an artist. I'm a pianist. I'm a composer. And then with my mission of peace. And that's what music is all about. It's about searching for beauty and truth and spreading peace in the world.
Let me share some of the sounds of your music with our audience, because you do incorporate the sounds of your heritage into your composition. Here's a clip called The Moonlight from the Malik Jandali Trio. Called Moonlight from the Malik Jandali Trio, piano, cello, and oud. What is an oud, Malik Jandali?
Interesting question. Usually the trio is piano, cello, and violin. So we substituted the violin with the oud. Oud is an ancient string instrument. I call it the grandfather of the guitar or the lute. You know? It's an interesting instrument. The beauty of it, it adds unique, fresh vocabulary to the music, because, you know, it's able to perform the quarter tones and all these scales and the modes from Mesopotamia and from I don't like to tend to say east versus west, because, you know, how further east do you need to go to call the other part
right
west?
You keep going east and you get west again.
Exactly.
Right. Who are your partners in the trio?
We have two amazing musicians. Mihal, he's a local cellist here from Ashland. And we have also David. He just came from Eugene. He's going to join us. So we try to partner with Anima Mundi and with local artists so we can engage the community.
As we head to the break, let people know where you're going to be performing next. There have been quite a few events already for Pianos for Peace in the Rogue Valley. What is the next event?
The next important event is Sunday, this coming Sunday, the concert at 3 p.m. in the Music Recital Hall. Everyone is invited, and we still have great seats available, and we would love to have the community join us in our Symphony for Peace.
Malek Jandali, Pianos for Peace, back on the Jefferson Exchange in a minute 15. That is the piano work of Malek Jandali, who is the founder and CEO of Pianos for Peace, which is setting up shop in the Rogue Valley for the first time, effective this week, with a series of events going on, including a concert, as we heard coming into the break, coming up Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall in Ashland. Malek Jandali back with us for a second time. Thanks so much for joining us once again. But you've had not many places in the world where Pianos for Peace is set up already. I mean, why the Rogue Valley? I mean, it's Rogue Valley, Atlanta, and where else now?
And we are in Atlanta. We went to Vermont, Australia, you know, Sydney, Australia. We're expanding to many other places. But, you know, why Ashland? Because of my great friendship with Jane Kenworthy and her team at Anima Mundi, and I felt the sense of community here in Ashland when I came last year. As you mentioned, they premiered my viola concerto with Roberto Diaz, the president of Curtis Institute. I felt authenticity and humanity, and you can, you know, sense American values of peace and justice and freedom of expression. And that's what we are going to have at the Peace House tonight at 7. We're going to have a symphony for peace where we are all going to be united through music. And so that's why I'm here. It's because, you know, the humanity and the generosity of this community that I felt, and it touched my heart, and I felt it's my duty to come back and give back and be part of this. So thank you for welcoming me.
Talk about the pianos that have already been, placed, deployed. What's the correct verb here?
Displayed is good. You know, for example, you know, we just finished the Atlanta Pianos for Peace Festival. We had 88 pianos.
Great number for a piano, 88, 88 keys, 88 pianos. Keys,
yeah, exactly. Can you imagine, like, moving them and tuning them and designing them and all the artists? Here we're starting with two pianos, two amazing pianos. One of them is painted by students and staff of the Phoenix High School. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing piano. I think it's displayed at the Lithia Park. And another piano was painted by two amazing artists. One of them is the co-founder of the Anima Mundi Foundation, Tiziana.
She's Tiziana Della Rovere.
Della Rovere, mm-hmm. Yeah. And both pianos are available for the public, for anyone to play and perform. And we're going to donate these pianos after being displayed to two local schools. So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to transform both lives and communities and change the narrative. Usually piano, you have here a beautiful Steinway in the studio. Usually nobody can touch that piano. It's inaccessible. You need to have all these security codes to come to the studio. Our pianos are in the parks, you mm-hmm. know, anybody can.
No, but they're not Steinways either, are they?
Yeah, they're not Steinways, but they're pianos. They're colorful, inviting. It's art on art. It's mm-hmm. it's really changing the narrative of what, you know, the instrument is all about.
Does Pianos for Peace give any direction for how the pianos should be decorated, or is that solely up to the people that you choose to do the decoration?
We have some guidelines, you know, on our website, you know, but we don't really direct, because again, it's the freedom of expression. Most of the artists and volunteers we engage, they know what we are all about. We don't really dictate that, but we have some guidelines, you know. We prefer not to have any words or any direct slogans or any marketing material. It's all about the arts. It's all about harmony, unity, and expressing your emotions through the arts.
The pianos are placed outdoors, is that right? So that they get rained on?
We do have what we call ambassadors for peace, and we have tarps. Mm-hmm. So we always check our forecast on your show. We tune in every minute to make sure the pianos are safe.
So as long as you're sitting by the Steinway you just mentioned, can we get you to play for us?
Sure,
for our audience?
I can play for you an ancient melody from Aleppo. Mm-hmm. Aleppo is an ancient city from Syria. It has been almost destroyed. The oldest synagogue on planet Earth is in Aleppo, has been eradicated. We had an amazing symphony for peace last night at the synagogue here in Ashland. And I just want the listener to imagine an entire city where you have the Silk Road, the oldest synagogues, the churches that where you hear the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic, which is the original language of Jesus, and all the lives, not to count the lives of people. So this city has been basically completely destroyed, and thank goodness nobody could touch the music. And that's where the magic of music comes. Nobody can touch it or destroy it. And it is my duty to preserve the beauty of that culture and the message of the heritage, of the rich heritage that unite us all in our common shared values of peace and justice and freedom of expression. So I just want the listener to close their eyes if they're not driving.
Right, especially then.
And enjoy the music. I called it With Passion.
With Passion by Malek Jandali on the Jefferson Exchange. Jefferson Exchange with a piece called With Passion. Malek Jandali in the Rogue Valley to celebrate the opening of Pianos for Peace now in the Rogue Valley. A couple of other places in the world, Atlanta, Vermont, and in parts of Australia as well. So it's a rare treat to have Pianos for Peace in the world. We can't invite you to join us by phone and email on the Jefferson Exchange because we can't get headphones to where Malek is sitting. But thank you so much for listening to us on the Exchange today. And Malek, is the creation of Pianos for Peace some kind of a salve for your own soul? I mean, knowing what you know about the part of the world that is part of you and what's been happening there?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, the creation of Pianos for Peace was a direct result of the brutal attack on my parents. I had the chance to share my music to support the children in 2011. And within 48 hours of my performance, steps from the Oval Office in Washington, D.C., the brutal dictator of Syria decided to make an executive decision to attack my parents. My dad is a surgeon. They handcuffed him and they forced him to go up to our home, to my mother's bedroom, and forced him to witness the torture of my mother. And it's a very painful experience, and I never in my life imagined that music is so powerful for someone to make such an evil decision.
That you would be the target of something like that.
Yeah, and that's not me. I mean, they couldn't touch me because I was an American. I was here, so it's all overseas. Can you imagine, like, over the oceans and making that decision? So, you know, we all heard about Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and about Mangan, how powerful it is and impactful. But unless it happens to you personally, you just don't realize it until it's just you are part of that pain. And I told myself, you know, music is not a joke. You know, when I talked to my mother, she said, you know, this song caused all this pain. Son, go and make a symphony. And now I'm on my fifth symphony, getting commissions from the Baltimore Symphony. I'm forever grateful for Maestra Marin Alsop, who commissioned me for a symphonic poem called The Silent Ocean, dedicated to a little Syrian child who fled the atrocities in the current Holocaust in Syria. The only thing she had in her little rubber boat was a melody that her grandfather used to sing. And when the entire world called her a migrant, and the definition of migrant in the Oxford Dictionary is either an animal migrating, usually a bird, and the second definition is a seasonal worker looking for a job. And this little girl is not an animal, and she is not a seasonal worker. She is a baby. She is a human, human being. And when the entire world rejected her, she drowned in peace with her melody. So she is resting in peace rather than living in peace. And when that happened, when we are abandoning our human values, our American values, it will get back to us somehow. And that's why we are witnessing the state of dehumanization all over the world, including this great land, the land of big dreams and the land of freedom. And it's our duty to unite as artists, as humans, as Americans. And on behalf of the Syrian children, every children, all humans, I thank you for inviting us to give them a voice on your show and to join our Symphony for Peace here in beautiful Oregon.
Peace is not only peace as a word by itself, but as used by Pianos for Peace is also an acronym, I notice. The P for philosophy, the first E for education initiatives, the A for artistic innovation, the C for community outreach, the E for empowering people. Has this unfolded about as you thought it would, or have you been consistently surprised along the way?
Consistently surprised. That's what happened when you do something, you know, organically. And you know, there's so much goodness in the world, you know, despite of all what we have been talking about, the tragedies and the conflicts and the abandoning of our common shared values. There's so much goodness, and this is an example right here. Rumi said, wherever you stand, be the soul of that place. And that's what we're doing at the moment. We are standing here in NPR or in Lithia Park or at Carnegie Hall or wherever it is, and it's our duty to give the voiceless a voice.
Would you like to play another piece before we end?
Sure.
Okay. What else can you share with us?
Just a little tune. It's untitled. It's still in the works, so I'm just going to share it with you.
Okay. Thank you, Malik John Dali. John Dartley on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the founder and CEO of Pianos for Peace. Are you the kind of person who needs to have a piano nearby for when a melody comes into your head, you need to commit it to some sort of memory?
I think it's a prerequisite for composition, to be a composer. You know, most great composers, they were either pianists or had knowledge of playing the piano, you know, from Mozart to Beethoven to Gershwin. The beauty of the piano, you can have the whole orchestra under your command, all the colors right there. And I love it when you are trying to, you know, I start with the melody and the harmony, and then I orchestrate to the entire symphony orchestra and adding all these colors and all these dimensions, I would call them. And just a fascinating process. And it's, especially when you have a purpose, which is preserving and protecting your heritage, you know, when everything is destroyed, it's my duty to preserve that culture through symphonic works. And I invite the public or anybody who's interested in supporting such initiative, because, you know, producing symphonic music and recording it, it's very expensive and very lengthy process. And my aim is to have at least anywhere between 9 to 12 symphonies to capture the beauty of that heritage and preserve it for generations to come.
Okay, and you're about not quite halfway there, right, with a fifth symphony?
My fifth symphony.
If you go to 12, it's, yeah. Is there, in the process of rolling out Pianos for Peace in so many different places, is there one moment, one person sitting, plunking at the piano that sticks with you above all others?
Yes, thank you for asking that question. I never forget a homeless guy who was hesitant to come and approach that piano. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, he had these, you know, worn brown shoes, and, you know, he wasn't sure. He finally decided to go to that piano, sat down, and guess what he was performing? Chopin.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and then people started gathering, and in those few moments, we just experienced an amazing artist. And he united all people, all the pedestrians who were passing by. And I don't know if I was impacting him through Pianos for Peace, or he impacted me more with his engagement. And the answer is the latter. You know, he was the one who was really impacting and transforming myself. And when the performance ended, everybody was clapping, cheering for him, and he just walked away shyly because, you know, he's a homeless guy. Right. Nobody gives him attention or respect. But for those few moments, he was an artist. He was a human.
Uh-huh. And he took center stage in a big way with Pianos for Peace.
And I ran to him and asked him, you know, tell me about yourself. He said, you know, my mother used to take me to piano lessons, and I just, you know, ended up with unfortunate circumstances on the streets. And that's a lesson for us not to judge, mm-hmm. and to go back to our basic human values. Everybody is an artist, everybody is a human.
Pianos for Peace, tonight at Peace House at 7 o'clock in Ashland, and then a concert Sunday at 3 at the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. Malik John Dali, always a pleasure to see you. Best of luck with Pianos for Peace.
Peace, and take care.
Back on the Jefferson Exchange with Rogue Sounds in 1 minute.